This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma salli ala habibina wa nabiyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome everybody to Illuminations, Quranic Reflections from the Haramain. And today, inshallah, day 24, we want to discuss the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his love. And one of the most beautiful things about what was recited from Surah Al-Ahzab, chapter or Surah 33, of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a very interesting ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in ayah 53, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَدْخُلُوا بُيُوتَ النَّبِيِّ إِلَّا أَن يُؤْذَنَ لَكُمْ إِلَى طَعَامٍ غَيْرَ نَاظِرِينَ إِنَّهُ وَلَكِنْ إِذَا دُعِيتُمْ فَادْخُلُوا فَإِذَا طَعِمْتُمْ فَانْتَشِرُوا وَلَا مُسْتَأْنِسِينَ لِحَدِيثٍ. Until the end of the ayah. O believers, do not enter the homes of the Prophet ﷺ without permission, and if invited for a meal, do not come too early and linger until the meal is ready, but if you are invited, then enter on time. Once you have eaten, then go on your way and do not stay for casual talk. Such behavior is truly annoying to the Prophet ﷺ, yet he is too shy to ask you to leave. But Allah is never shy of the truth, and when you believers ask his wives for something, ask them from behind a barrier. This is pure for your hearts and theirs, and it is not right for you to annoy the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nor ever marry his wives after him. This would be certainly a major offense in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the most beautiful things that just crossed my heart is how loving the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, that he never wanted to turn away somebody, even though while he was personally being annoyed, personally being offended, personally being, in essence, somebody not being considerate of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this happens quite often with like people who have standing, people who, you know, many of our teachers even, for example, we sometimes were completely oblivious to the fact that these people have their own lives, they have their families, and when we ask and take too much time from the teacher, such as, you know, certain things like this. But when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was addressed here in the Quran, it says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Prophet is too shy to ask you to leave. So even if somebody is essentially overstays their welcome, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not try to harm the heart of a person by asking them to leave, by asking them to, or even giving them an ishara or telling them by signal that, you know, time is up in essence. SubhanAllah, I mean, look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's love. That the heart of a believer is worth more in his eyes than even his own personal indiscretion. That level of love is something so powerful in our faith that teaches us that to win a heart over, in essence, is greater in the sight of Allah and His Messenger than knowing that turning people away is actually easily done. It's something that it required Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reveal the Quran that, listen, don't be someone who is not aware of others by taking their time, by try to be aware and cognizant of the time that they're giving you and honoring that. But the fact that the one who people's time they seek should always constantly be very delicately aware that keeping people's hearts is something great in the sight of Allah and His Messenger. And that's why Allah says here, the Prophet is too shy to ask you to leave, but Allah is never shy of the truth. So He tells you the etiquette of doing so. The ayah is one of the most powerful and profound ayat of etiquette. The whole point is something that we should constantly be reflective of. And it's called shu'ur in Islam, or ihsas. Shu'ur or ihsas. You know what that means? And this concept exists among Afghan cultures and, you know, mashallah, the Desi cultures as well, which is to just be aware of having adab and etiquette when you deal with people. Aware of timing, aware of, for example, or did you bring a gift to them when you're visiting them? Aware of just their presence. This is the same thing with being aware of elders, being aware of younger people, being aware of people's sensitivities so you don't ask invasive questions, being overbearing. So all of these different forms of awareness of people is a form of the highest level of adab. In fact, this kind of shu'ur and ihsas, they call it in Arabic, shu'ur and ihsas. This type of shu'ur and ihsas is something that's, you know, sometimes missing in Western cultures, because people, you know, they don't sometimes care. And unfortunately, it's predominantly also in Eastern cultures, where people generally are very invasive and very overbearing and asking questions which are not appropriate. And maybe those kind of invasive questions bother people to the extent that they don't want their company. This is very, very prevalent. And overstaying people's welcome, as is mentioned in the ayah. If you do not enter the homes of the Prophet without permission. How many people, subhanAllah, they don't ask permission. They don't say, hey, is it okay? It's that lack of awareness, or not even that, the worst, which is this form of self-entitlement, to think that for some reason you are deserving of it. People have to cater to you because you're such and such person and you have this kind of status, or because of your relation to that individual. People don't know anything to you, anyone. But the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had this level of istihya. He had this level of shyness, and he didn't want to cause harm to people, and therefore that use of maybe a wording would drive them away. And how aware the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was of people, that he did not want them to he didn't want to lose their hearts. And this is, look at the balance of Islam, right? You have the sense of awareness of adab, that Allah is teaching us to refine our souls, and you have the love of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ that realizes that earning and winning, winning and earning and keeping the heart of others is a very delicate matter. You don't want to cause jurh, which is like, you don't want to cause wounds in people's hearts where they become hurt by you. So the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ didn't want to ever hurt a believer's heart, even though it was at his own expense. This teaches you the love of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ in that essence. And you, really, the sense of awareness of others is very, very important. The awareness of elders, awareness of young, awareness of other people, awareness of what respect that you should give, checking up on others, the sense of care. All of this type of awareness is something that our faith heavily encourages. To be aware of others, inshallah. So I hope that this has been beneficial to you. But this ayah, subhanAllah, I was just smiling while the Qari was reciting it, because subhanAllah, how much did the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam love others, where he cared and had this awareness of their hearts. And then while Allah had to basically send down an ayah of Quran to teach us adab, to teach us character and etiquette with others, and what does it mean? And subhanAllah, you see this missing, especially in a generation which, I want to teach you all something. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala said, we were taught to walk a certain way. For example, not to walk in front of our fathers. And that hadith in and of itself, this message, that even they were taught their walking, their talking, how they addressed elders, how they spoke to the young, how they had this sense of awareness of their etiquettes, teaches us how Islam is a faith that teaches us how to refine those kind of characters, which sometimes is missing in certain cultures, especially now in our time. Social media has kind of lost that level of ihsas and shuur. So it's like that element that needs to be revived within our own selves by sometimes, if it wasn't taught to you by parents, it wasn't taught to you by those who were elder than you, if it wasn't taught by the virtue of the culture that taught these kind of things, it has to be self-taught in an era where, unfortunately, we find this missing. So this was a beautiful ayah 53 from Surah Al-Ahzab. So Surah 33, ayah 53, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us the concept of awareness and not overstaying our time. And the love of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all, except from all of us. Wa akhu da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala habibina wa nabiyina Muhammad wa ala sahbihi ajma'in. May Allah azza wa jalla allow us to benefit from these last few days of Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that stood in Laylatul Qadr and accepted from all of us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullahu khairan.